George School welcomes you to episode 6, A Time to Shop. Parental discretion is advised.
Sam, may I come in? Made you a sandwich. Ham and cheese.
Yeah, it's open.
Hey, how are you doing? You've been up here for a while, so I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
I'll be okay. I just gotta wrap my head around everything that just happened. Mom, can I ask you a question?
Honey, you can ask me anything.
How could you just shoot Bobby with no hesitation like that? And then that crazy fight that happened? I've never seen Rick like that. Mom, I watched him beat that man to death with a mace. I just don't know if I could be or even do things like that.
Sam, we don't expect any of that messy business from you. So Mama Bear will protect her cub, and you can expect the same from everyone else. You are our doctor now. Oh, and hey, Bill is up and walking thanks to you. And that's more important than killing. Hey, you want to go to Walmart with me in a bit?
Sure. It'll be good to get out of the house. And this sandwich is great. And Mom, thanks.
So you're good then? Okay. See you downstairs. We'll grab Jimmy and go to Walmart. Broderick and Terry left to go to Terry's house to get some things.
Wait a minute. Isn't this place underwater?
Yes, it is. But he's got it in his head he can dive down and get his things. You know how he can be when he gets something in his head? I believe Rick just went along so he doesn't get into any trouble. But I'll see you downstairs. Love you.
So what happened?
And how did our truck end up like that?
Okay, hold the damn phone. Whew. Frank?
Robbie and his mom are dead. Unfortunately, his mom passed away before we could get there. Enduring the rescue while being chased by those damn fire creatures, Robbie ended up getting burned in half.
And that's how the truck got that way. Look, we are back. And that's all we need to say right now.
Well, that's one hell of a story there. Glad you all made it back in one piece. Oops, sorry, Mike. Well, almost one piece.
He'll be fine in a couple of days. He won't even notice it anymore.
Yeah, well, your ass didn't have to shoot the damn thing at close range like that.
Bitch, Frank wanted it dead. And I do slightly remember him saying, "Kill it, kill it, kill it!"
Okay, stop you two. Frank, come on.
Yeah, he's pretty upset. Just give him a little bit, then I'll go check on him.
Speaking of sad, Patty, how's Jordan doing? Now that Buddy's gone, I've noticed he hasn't been the social poor dog. Poor dog.
Yeah, he's just been laying around, eats, goes outside, does his thing, and comes back in, but lays back down. I'm hoping he'll come around.
I sure hope so. He's a good dog. I don't care what Frank says. That dog is the shit when you need him. Hey, Dee, what's going on with Ron and Cliff? Shouldn't they be here by now?
Oh, yeah. Ron said he'd be here around about 7. And that he had a surprise. but I couldn't get Cliff on the phone. Okay, well, let me go and get started cleaning that SUV. There's a lot of blood.
Yo, wait up. I need something to do. And I am not cleaning the Mauser. You got that one.
It is your gun. But I got it.
Hey, I got some ideas for the SUV. Maybe I'll start some upgrades.
Upgrades?
Joint?
Yep.
Cool.
It's not lit yet.
Hello, America. Charlie Carmichael with you once again. Hope all had a good night's rest as we wait for our systems to get fully operational. We'll be hearing from President Price, who was sworn in the overnight hours. The president will be coming to us via pre-recorded video. Okay, told the video is up and ready to go.
Good morning, America. At 10 p.m., I, Vincent D. Price, took the oath of office and was sworn in as President of the United States. My first order is a full-out manhunt for Dr. Samuels. And Dr. Samuels, if you're somewhere listening, we will find you and bring you to justice. Now, people of America, we have a great challenge ahead of us in coping with all the zones. Every effort is being made to get help to those who require assistance, so please bear with us. At 11 a.m., box doors across America will open. Please, also think of your neighbor while getting supplies and be kind to one another. Security will be present in all major stores to help keep the lines moving. Curfew and martial law will remain in effect until further notice. On the Florida bombing, I'm sorry to say it is still on schedule. April 24th, 2023, at 12 p.m., the first bomb will hit Miami, then Orlando, Daytona, and finally Jacksonville. We understand it's short notice, but hopefully we would like everyone to be evacuated in 2 days. This will not be an easy task by any means. Fortunately, our scientists have discovered that flight is possible during the day in unaffected areas. In essence, our pilots will have to use an unguided system to drop the bombs into the zones, so accuracy is going to be non-existent. Military units will be along all routes leading out of the state starting tomorrow. Please follow all instructions given by General Stapleton. Remember, they are there for your safety. There will be some shelters set up on the other side of the blast line, which is the Florida line, with information on safe destinations to the north and east, and some west. Please be safe out there, and God be with us all.
That was newly sworn in President Price with his first address to the nation as he vows to bring in Dr. Samuels. As the president stated, only military aircraft will be allowed to fly, and martial law is still in effect. In other news, there are reports of widespread looting and violence, and I'm sorry to say it's in almost all cities. God, America, if things aren't bad enough. This just in, I'm told we're working on an interview with General Stapleton in the next coming days. I'm told he will speak to the people of Florida on the coming evacuation. Our correspondent, Anna Vapperman, is now en route for the interview. America, you know who I would want to interview? Dr. Samuels, that's who. But, alas, this is Charlie Carmichael for Channel 3 News, now the hub for all news.
Jesus, Mom! Would you look at this line? Guess everyone needs something today.
Yeah, Sam. Everyone is scared and is trying to get far as possible away from here. With all the talk about these zones and these crazy creatures we've been seeing on the news, I'm with everyone else. I want to be far away from here, too.
You remember that guy? What was his name? Oh, yeah, Antonio. I'm still trying to come to grips with what happened to him. The night he must have had always been running, not looking back. And now it's our turn, Mom.
Bitch, you better let this shit go. I got them first, ho.
The hell you did? These motherfucking diapers are the last ones, and they ain't got your name on it.
Yo, white-ass, food stamp-using bitch, back off.
What are you, blind dummy? You're white, too.
You see, I'm about to break my foot all up in your ass.
Hey, you guys, get over here. You gotta see this. It's a fight, Patty. And you gotta get your phone. You need something to laugh about later, and this is gonna be so good.
Girl, you ain't woman enough to take shit from me. And now you got people filming
mommy,
us and shit?
Mommy,
I don't
mommy,
give a good goddamn.
Get her, Mommy.
When I'm done with you, I'll hand her too.
Not on your best day. Don't you come this way.
Bitch, we'll both come and kick your
ass. Get her!
Yvonne, you got this, right?
She's got backup.
Patty, you too.
What?
Oh, shit, Mom! Mom, it's a fight! Oh, man, you gotta see this, Mom.
Get
this
her!
This is incredible. You have to see this. Come on, let's go!
No, Sam. This is the best time to shop. Everyone's distracted.
Jesus, Mom, what the hell are you doing? You're straggling over here. Did you see that shit going down? I want to be seeing that shit. I want some excitement here.
Okay, but I'm not liking this. We need to get the shopping done and get out of here so we can get out of here.
Well, come on, bitch. Ah, fuck this shit.
Patty, you good? Because here we go.
Oh, I learned a bit.
Just so you know, we don't pull hair.
Bitch, shut up!
That's what we were about to do. Come on!
Get her!
You fucking bitch!
Yeah! Yeah!
Get her!
Hey! You four, stop that!
Friends of yours?
Why, yes, they are.
Hi, I'm Leslie.
Elise. And this is my son, Sam. And your friends?
I said stop!
Come on, break it up. We've got no time for this shit.
That redhead is Patty and the blonde is Yvonne.
Yvonne. That's strange. Where have I heard that name recently? Just can't place it right now.
Now, what started this fight?
Her and I were fighting over these damn diapers, and those two bitches started filming us.
You do know it's still a free country. Although fucked up right now, but it's still free.
So you two were fighting, then started fighting with these two, because they were filming. Okay, you two gotta get out of here. You two, if you just waited, they would have brought up more diapers from the back. No more fighting. Get your shopping done and get out of here. Before we lock you up.
Oh, I'm sure she has a strong personality and is the life of the party, in most cases.
Okay, fight's over. Gotta go now. Oh, hello. I'm Yvonne.
Elise.
Patty.
Well, nice to meet you two. Tell me, where did you two learn to fight like that? Both of you handled yourselves well.
Learned from three badass friends of mine. She's married to one, and Patty's married to the other.
Speaking of that, we should all get going. There is so much to do around the house before we get out of town. But it was nice meeting you, Elise and Sam. Let's go, you two.
Mom, what's up?
Not sure yet, Sam. Not sure.
Well, I'm sure that was a good fight.
Leslie, what's up with you? You like talking?
I think that was Broderick's wife.
Oh, well, let's get out of here now.
Okay, now that the three of us are alone, now what are your thoughts on going north? This is the time to spitball some ideas.
Well, I would say North Carolina, but most likely everybody and their mama will be headed that way, Dee.
The fact is, we are nomads now, and we just have to keep moving till we find a place. But hey, we're about to get some goodies. Wait a minute. Shit. Slow down. There's gunfire.
Come on, Marion! Open up and let your good-paying customers come in and resupply! We still have plenty of ammo!
Go ahead. The building is bulletproof, and the shutters are down. Look, leave now and you won't die.
Ray? What's he talking about?
Don't worry, he's bluffing. No one's coming. Cops are way too busy to help anyone. 911 has been jammed up. Look, he has to come out of there sooner or later, and when he does, we'll go in and relieve him of what he has left. Better us than someone else, right?
I guess so.
Look, Craig and Ray are here and they have our backs. You want to survive this with us, right?
Yeah, where else am I gonna go? And that was a threat he sent back at us.
Mike!
Yeah, what's up? We're almost there. Hey, are you under fire? We can hear gunfire, so we're coming in slow.
Yes, the store is under attack by 4 guys, I believe. But they're not getting in here anytime soon, so I'm pretty much safe. But on the other hand, I can't get out either. So I'm in need of some help here.
4, you say? Okay, we got you. 3 knocks, then open the door in less than 10.
10?
What's going on?
Man, are you making that a habit? Marion's under fire. Nothing is ever easy anymore. Okay, I say drive another block, then pull over.
Approaching in on foot? Good idea. Only 4 of them? Okay, comes on, guys. And, what do y'all want to use for armaments for this one? And who gets the last guy?
Sidearms if possible. Go for quick kills. D, you can have the last guy. Mike, how's your arm?
Not gonna be a problem. We're good to go. That Silverdyne is the shit, D. Oh my god.
Okay then, on me. D, take the rear.
Here we go again. Rangers lead the way.
Fuck Navy.
I'll remember that.
Okay, won't you two handle the last of the bags and I'll put the cart back.
Yeah, we got this.
Okay, be right back.
That was crazy, Patty. With Broderick's wife questioning Leslie?
Well, Dee did put a bullet in one. And I'm quite sure they are looking for us.
Oh, well, hello. I've been waiting for you.
Oh, shit! Where did you come from?
Hold on. There's 2 of us. And we are so indebted to you two for doing our shopping. So just step to the side, and we will take all that is in your hands.
The hell you are, bucko!
We've been in one fight today, and the girls we fought looked a lot tougher than you two.
Oh, I'm quite sure if you wanted to take your stuff by force, girl, we could. But...
Leslie!
Fuck! What? Come on, let's go home.
His brains are in my hair. Is that the python?
Okay, D. Far left and center. So one and two. I'll take three. Mike, you have four. Far right.
Why is D getting all the fun? I say the fastest to number one wins.
100.
I'm in.
Losers.
Okay, Mike. Count it.
Count it? Why me?
Equal rights and money is on the line. Set.
Set.
Set. 3, 2, 1, mark.
Oh my God, please don't kill me. Look, we meant him no real.
Ah, Frank, we wasn't done groveling. And you just shot him. The fuck?
Hey, money was on the line. Now pay up, bitches.
Motherfucker. I'm not going to say a word. I'll just go and get the truck. Frank, keys.
And bring my money. Mike, pay up and knock.
Hey, glad you guys finally made it. 7 minutes and some change. You're getting better at this, Frank. Where D at?
He's getting the truck and my money.
Yeah, that's a long story. Let's just say D and I lost a bet, and let's move on. So are we going to need a lot of ammo for what we got now? Plus, we'll be needing a couple of female vests.
Oh, hell. Anything in the store is yours, because after this, my fam and I will be heading to New York to hook up with some relatives. But let me give you the grand tour. Let's start with the shotguns. Over here, we got the AA-12 with drum. We got the TSS Custom. A Caltech 12-gauge 3-inch pump, and a Mossberg 590 Shockwave. And not to leave out the FPS 4K Custom with drum.
Now that Mossberg, woo, would work well with D's rig.
Someone said my name? What's going on?
Mike was just saying the Mossberg would look good on your rig.
Hey, what's up here, D? Thanks for all your help here, bro. But I got something real special to show you all.
You're welcome, and lead on, man.
Okay, with the flick of a switch.
Now that's fucking cool.
Marion, you've been holding out on us. I'm whipping your ass.
Nah, I got friends, okay? Well, here we got the M134, a 30 mil, the M60 saw. Mike, it might need some love. Plus, I also have two P90 and a DPMS Mini SAS Blast Your Ass.
But what I want to know is, what the hell is that?
And last but not least, my dear friend, it's the Escobar Flamethrower.
Well, hell, we'll take all that.
Hey, the boys made it back before us. I guess their trip was quick.
Well, they'll be happy to know we got $2,100 in cash today.
Yeah, that was a good idea, getting cash back at Walmart. Hey, shouldn't Ron be here by now?
Hey, guys. I guess things went good at the gun store.
Why, yes, they did.
And by the looks of you two, it looks like you also had some action. Hey, Patty, what's that in your hair?
At least the truck's in one piece.
Ouch! Oh, yeah, little Faith.
Oh, hun. Carol, Lorraine, and her husband will be coming over later to talk about them going with us out of state.
God damn it!
So
Perry, are you sure you really want to do this? It's not too late to turn around, you know.
Look, Broderick, a man is nothing without his guns. And I aim to get mine. A mace and a bat won't get us far, you know. All you have to do is keep the boat from drifting for when I come up.
So how far down do you think you have to go?
Only about 20 feet from what I've seen on TV. A lot of the houses that we saw on TV were three stories. Mine is two-story, so I'll be good, in and out, like a cat.
All this for some guns. I'm sorry, but this is one hell of a bad idea. I'm sorry, Terry, but you don't really need them. But now we're out here, in a new ocean, with God knows what the hell. Understand, you keep trying my patience.
Okay, fine. I get it. You don't like me, and I sure as hell don't like you. But unfortunately, we are now
What the hell was that? Sweet God! Terry, something just bumped the boat. What the hell have you gotten us into? We're out of here. Fuck your guns.
Jesus. How my sister ever married you, I'll never understand. Are you scared of your own shadow, too?
No, Terry. I just like living and not doing stupid. Oh, shit!
Broderick! 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 Broderick!
Over here, by the boat. Can you swim over? Hurry!
Yeah, I think I can make it.
Terry! Terry! Terry!
So, Mr. Carmichael wants an interview. First, there are places to go and people to kill.
George School, we'd like to thank all who helped create this episode. We would like to thank the creators from SoundLeak.com and the band Crash Rocket for loaning us their music. Thank you all.
Your white ass food stamp using bit. No.
I think that was Broderick's wife. Blah, 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 blah.
Okay, with a flick of a soul mama. What the fucking happened to my mouth?
Soul mama.